Tavsamach Beza Min Aleph. The Gemara here brings Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that the Pshat and the Machlokes of Chista and Rabba, he had the Machlokes before, Shachtu Lumulim Amanas, she is scapped by a rail in Mizrika, that the Pshat is, Bahaikra Pligis, like Rav Ashi. The arguing of this Pasuk, what's the Pasuk? Menir Tzuloy Lechaper Olav, Olav Aloy Al Chavere, Rabba Sava Chavere, Dumidi Dei, there has to be a Barka Parakamaisa, and Oral is not a Barka Parakamaisa. And if Chista says no, since he's buying Misaka Nafshe, he's called the Barakapar. Atkan Balash Nagamar. So Rashi explains like this, that the Gemara here is saying a whole different pshat. Before the Gemara thought we're discussing the issue of Shalei La'ichlov, Rashi puts Oral together with Shalei La'ichlov. So we're discussing the issue of Shalei La'ichlov. And then Rashi says it's only when the Menuyim on the Karban Pesach. When the Menuyim on the Karban Pesach, then you have an issue of Shalei La'ichlov, then there'll be an issue of La'arim. So there, Rav Ashi says, everyone agrees that Shach Mumum, Rav Ashi is Chabad by Reilu Mizrika, there is an issue of Shalei La'ichlov. But that's only if they're Menuyim on the Karban Pesach. But we're talking about they're not Menuyim on the Karban Pesach. So you're not going to have a problem of Shalei La'ichlov. What's the problem? Shini Bailim. The problem is, Shalei L'shma Shini Bailim. Because they're not money on the Karban Pesach, so it's an issue of Shinu Bailim. So Shinu Bailim is a Tanai, you have to be a Barakapara, and Oral is not a Barakapara. That's what the Gemara says. So Mamela, that's a Machlokes if Oral is not a Barakapara, or Oral will be by Masaka Nafshe, so he'll be a Barakapara. Adkan the Gemara with the Rashi. So Rabbi Kvega has a Gavaldiga Kasha, which the Chayr is Taisis Kasha, and the Banu of Kilesi Lekul, and Marshal takes out that Taisis, but the Chayr, he takes that because he said he doesn't understand the Kasha, but the Chayr is a Gavaldiga Kasha, the Chayr is Taisis Kasha. What's the Kasha? Kvega explains like this. There's two psulim we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the psul of Shalei La'ichlov, when you shech the Pesach for somebody that can't eat it, and we're dealing with the psul of Shinu Bailim, that you're That's a psul, that's a kolayistic psul. By all karbanis is din of Shini Bailam, but there it's kashiv loyalu, chatas and pesach, it's pasul. And there's a din, yeshach the karban, for somebody it's not a bailam on the karban. So Shini Bailam, you're telling me? You wanted the psul of Shini Bailam, needs mechuyev kapara kamaisai, it wouldn't apply to Aral. But the psul of Shalei La'ichlov, there's four cases of Shalei La'ichlov. There's Shalei La'ichlov, there's Aral, there's Tami, and there's Shalei La'ichlov. And these are four types of people that can't eat from the Karban Pesach. Either physically can't eat, the Chayel Zakeh, or he's not money on the Karban Pesach, or he's an Aral, or he's a Tamei. So, Feik of the Kinega, how could you say that if he's not money on the Karban Pesach, you don't have this Psul? Of course you have the Psul. Shalom Nuyev is a Psul. Not only a Psul, Shalom Nuyev is not a Psul of Shini Bailam. That's one psul, but there's a psul of Shalei L'mnuyev, you learn from Mikhsas Nefashis, Ishlufi Yachli, and you can't eat the Karban Pesach. So, man, you can't check for him. So, let's say there's two reasons why I can't eat the Karban Pesach. Let's say he's a Chayla and a Zakeh and an Aral and a Tamei. Of course, it's going to be psul. What's the difference? How many reasons he can't eat? So, let's say he's also a Shalei L'mnuyev. So, you have another reason he can't eat. He's an Aral and a Shalei L'mnuyev. That's also Shalei L'mnuyev. Why wouldn't that have the regular din of Shalei L'mnuyev? As I think the Rikvegan is the Shem Yor Einai, which is the highest Darik of Kasha. Kiyadua, you have Tzarechin Ksas, and Tzarechin, and Tzarechin Gadol. Shem Yor is the highest Darik of Kasha. Pelting of Kasha, isn't it a snapshot? As I think the Rikvegan. So the Tzlach, I mean, he's learning, Tzlach is learning, that's Taisus Kasha, he says a text. He says like this. Now, the Rikvegan's Hanukkah is that Shaloi Lemnuyav is a psul because he can't eat. So Mel is Pel. If he can't eat for two reasons, he might can't eat. Zak Tzlach, no. Shalei L'mnuyev is a separate psul. There's a psul of Shalei L'ichlov, which includes Chayla, Zakeh, and Aral, and Tamei. But for that psul, you got to be money on the Karban Pesach. If you're not money on the Karban Pesach, you don't have that psul. Ish l'fi achlei t'chaisu ala says, tol men menuyim. Menuyim who can't eat. You've checked it for menuyim who can't eat, so then you have a psul. If they're not menuyim, you don't have a psul. The Bryce is mashing that way. Yachal yisul b'nei chabura ba'animai. The Aral should be possible to b'nei chabura ba'animai. Bryce says it only works if he's money on the Karban Pesach. That's the only case of Shalei La'ichlov. There's a new case in Michsas Nefashis, Shalei L'mnuyev. And that's talking about people are Royal Achila. If you're not Roy Lachila, you don't get the Psula Soilim Luya. If it's two different Psula, each one has a Tanai. Shalayla Eichlav has a Tanai, has to be money. Shalayim Luya has a Tanai, has to be Roy Lachila. If you're neither, you don't have the Psula. Then the Shaila is, what's the Svara? Why should it be that way? You were so. Right? That's the Chayim what Taisus is asking. Because he's saying that Arelim HaMenuyim possibly even Bezrika. And Einim HaMenuyim Begaman Demakshe in Svara is Mashma Ibcha. If you even pass when you ain't it, if you even don't pass when you ain't it, it's a when you menu. So Rabbi Chanan says very geshmak. He says there's a clown. The Gemara says legabi suli makshava the mina imachiv the loy mina loy machiv. If in the same wavelength, he could destroy. If not, not. L'mashal, you shechted for a different carbon. That's shalei l'shmai because you shell the back a different carbon. You shechted l'shem chulin. That doesn't do anything. Because it's lav mina. L'shem chulin is not in the parasha of the carbon. You want to know which carbon it is. It's a carbon pesach. You put it in l'shem shlamim, so then you got a problem. But if you want to say which carbon is a carbon pesach, I put it in l'shem chulin, but which carbon is it? It's a carbon pesach. The l'shem chulin is not relevant. It's lav mina. That's what you say to b'chliv kapara, come I say. You're shakli for a different bialim, so there's a problem. But only if the bialim is shaykh to the carbon. If the bialim is not shaykh to the carbon, he's not a mechuyav kapara, come I say. So the male is he's lavinoi. He's not in the barisha. As Dr. Bachad and Nevite, I'm learning it with the tzlach. You have a psul of shaloi la'ichla. You have to shaykh the carbon pesach. People who can eat it. People who can't eat it, they're going to pass the pesach. But only if they have a shaykh to the pesach, they have to be minoi. The minoi machir, la minoi machir. If they're money on the carbon pesach, and they can't eat it. So male, they have a shaykh the carbon pesach, and they can't eat. Is a male they pasul? If they're not money on the carbon pesach, they're from way out of the chutz l'machir. They don't belong. You have a chlal. They can't pasul the carbon pesach. Al derech zeh shloim l'mnuyev. You want to shaykh the carbon pesach shloim l'mnuyev. The pasuk says it doesn't work. But only the shloim l'mnuyev could be menuyev. They have a shaykh here. They can eat. So male, they happen not to be menuyev. So male is a problem. But if they can't eat anyway, so then shloim l'mnuyev, they're no shaykhs. They can't even eat. They can't even be menuyev. They try. So male, it wouldn't be a problem. So that's when you have them both shloim l'mnuyev and shloim l'eichlov. You don't have shloim l'eichlov because it's not minayev. It's not menuyev. You don't have shloim l'mnuyev because it's not minayev because it's not really l'achila. And male, that's why it doesn't pass.